time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. Our three-segment show begins with segment one. We're going to go around the horn for a little bit, seeing what's happening on the fields in the Merrimack Valley. And then we're going to go with an athletic director in our next segment from the Valley and then finish up with our Merrimack Valley football report. So let's waste no time. In girls soccer, Methuen blanked by Beverly 3-0, but a great day in net, really, when you look at the save total. Bella Madero, 16 saves. Methuen's 2-3. Haverhill beat North Andover on a goal by Sierra Jepson, 1-0. Saves for Haverhill were Mallory Ameren, 11, North Andover, Julia Dunn, and Emma DeMore split time in net, each with two saves. At the time, North Andover was 1-2, when it looks like Haverhill 1-1. Moving along to girls volleyball, North Andover was a 3-1 winner over Lowell in Friday's game. Mia Gorman, 15 kills, blocks. Ella Mancuso with two, Maddie Cedrone with two as well. This is all for North Andover. Assists, Cedrone's 27. What a day. Service points, aces, Elif Altukinik, 22. And Catherine Coteau-Diggs, 27. And that's pretty much it for the highlights around the horn. Good job for North Andover volleyball, for sure. So let's take a break. And on the other side, as promised, that athletic director is going to be second year Andover athletics director Wayne Puglisi after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, opening up with our one and only guest today, going to be the Chief of Athletics over at Andover High School, Wayne Puglisi. What's going on, Wayne?
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Hey, that's a hometown name for me, Gloucester, Mass. Is any relatives down there in Gloucester, Puglisi-wise?
No. There's big families with a similar name in Lawrence and Gloucester, but my family grew up in New Hampshire.
Okay, cool. What part of New Hampshire?
Southern New Hampshire, Manchester, Londonderry.
That's where I am. I'm in Manchester right now. I was a lifelong North Shore guy, but a year and a half ago, moved up to Manchester. So,
cool little city.
It is, and I'm finding that New Hampshire's quite different from Mass. Like literally, like just the way it looks, like it just seems wider and greener.
Yeah. There's some beautiful spots up there for sure.
No complaints. And not too far from Andover, where things are going well so far, obviously, again, you know, football's looking great, field hockey, but just the overall feel, Wayne, from Andover in the fall, you know, participation wise, excitement, how's it feel in the early going over there?
Well, it's, it feels the same, which is nice. The pandemic obviously knocked a whole bunch of things off the off of their normal patterns and normal paths, and it feels like things are back to normal. We've got great numbers in all of our programs, Still not quite exactly the same as to what it was beforehand, based on the stuff that Bill Martin had left and passed along to me. But it feels better. It feels like things are back.
Yeah,
we've got a great student body who's supportive and enthusiastic about getting out to there, watch their peers and watch the teams play. And we've had some great competition so far.
Yeah, and this is year two for you. And year one wasn't so bad. I mean, at least two. How many state championships were won this last
year? We had one in each season, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, so three total. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, field hockey was in the fall. Girls basketball in the winter, and girls track and field in the spring. So that was really, really impressive.
Yeah, Wayne. So like that means, you know, you've had basically, you know, some girls that were two-time champions within one school athletic year. That's insane. Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They, first of all, it's an accomplishment for all of the girls, regardless of being able to do it twice. But we had two girls that participated in both sports, Kathleen Yates and Michaela Buckley, both played and were huge pieces to both titles. So, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I love it. So the boys got to step it up. I mean, you know, the ladies are way ahead right now in the state title.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's funny. I, you know, having taught here prior to taking on this AD's role, it's always been the case that the girls' programs have been spectacular here at our high school, from our swim teams to our basketball teams to our track teams, field hockey teams. It's always been sort of that way, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're early here in the fall, but, you know, field hockey is obviously, you know, going after that state title again. Mm-hmm. And with a new feel at the leadership helm there.
Yeah.
I mean, Maureen Noon steps down after just a wildly amazing career. I talked to her on this podcast a few weeks ago. Let's start with her and what she brought. I mean, you only got to see 1 year of that as the AD, but man. Yeah. What a good year it was. What a closing finish to just a remarkable career.
Yeah. I refer to Coach Noon as the triple threat. She just brought everything together. She built a tremendous culture. She had an amazingly strong program year in and year out. And the way that she just did things, I can tell you that I went and watched things as simple as trial processes. And man, I wish I had known that when I was coaching. I think I would have paid a little more attention and copied a lot of what she had done. So she was something special, and we'll miss her. Bridget Morris has taken the head coaching spot. And honestly, Bridget had coached under Maureen for a number of years, and you know, things are status quo. Bridget's doing a great job. I know she had a great mentor, and she learned a lot from Coach Noon, and I know that the two of them talk frequently about how things are going. So yeah, Bridget's got things going in the right spot, right direction as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's a huge change for the fall season. Any other changes coaching wise across the fall varsity teams?
No, everybody else is the same.
Good. Yeah. Bringing back Coach Perry is always a good thing. I mean, what a season they had last year, and they're just off to a great start too.
Yeah. Yeah. I coached football with EJ for a number of years prior to taking this on. And, the one piece that I learned from being in this role now is he does an awful lot for his kids, and more so than I recognized when I was coaching with him. And on top of it, he takes pride in his guys being out in the public and being positive role models. So the thing that I will say about EJ is that if there's something that needs to get done and I ask him to do it, it's done as quickly as possible. He's been great with that stuff, and his staff is amazing. He's got some incredible coaches coaching with him too. So that's not a one man show. He's the leader, and he drives it in a direction, but he's got some great coaches underneath him and working with him.
Yeah. And why don't you go around the horn a little bit with the other coaches too? We got the soccer, cross country, golf, forget who left out. Volleyball, maybe. Yeah.
Volleyball. Yep. The boys and girls soccer programs are doing well. This weather has been atrocious in keeping games on schedule. And I think everybody knows the difficulties that Andover had with the storm about a week and a half ago now, knocking power out in town for almost 3 or 4 days. So a lot of delays have happened and a lot of cancellations and postponements. Our boys soccer team, I believe, has won a couple of games. I know they lost one or tied one. Can't remember. They lost one. Girls had a tie. But both teams are performing very well. We got some games tonight. Both teams are taking on North Andover, and we'll see how that goes. That's always a tough opponent for us. Our swim and dive team has again had some postponements, believe it or not. The school cancellation and then the temperatures drove us to have to postpone a couple of meets for them. But they've been competing at a pretty high level once again, always are, and off to a great start. Looking at the board to see who I've missed here.
Yeah.
Volleyball's had some tough league matches recently. They went 3-2 against in a victory against Billerica, and then last night against Haverhill. So the league is pretty strong in that sport. And they had a tough loss to Shrewsbury a couple of weeks ago. But I think that's the only loss that they have on the season so far. But some great competition there. And cross country had a meet. They did an invitational out at Newburyport and did really well. And then ran against Haverhill last week, and they were victorious in that meet as well. So I think unless I missed one, we talked about football, we talked about field hockey. I think that's everybody.
Golf?
Oh, golf, yeah. Oh god. That's all I need.
The links
to find out. Yeah, face to find out that I didn't talk about his team.
Your problem.
They are. I know that they've had two matches that I'm aware of, maybe three, and I know that they've won them all. So,
nice.
No, I think they played North Andover. They've all been home matches.
Yeah,
can't remember. But he had one that was postponed too against Lowell. So
yeah, and Fazio doubles up there with golf and then basketball.
Well, he's got all this free time on his hands now, now that he's retired from teaching. So, he's been our golf coach and our basketball coach. Well, our golf coach for probably close to 10 years now. And then basketball, as you know, forever and ever.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. And then, just the big picture about the whole school year and the athletics year. Any changes come down from the MIAA or any significant things? Or is it just really... business as usual, just paperwork, cancellations, rescheduling, the life of an AD. Anything like that come down from the state in terms of new stuff?
Not that I can, that's at the forefront of my brain. Just, the traditional work that needs to get required, getting your schedules in and making sure that anybody that's transferred has their waiver placed in and, the traditional stuff, the usual stuff. As I'm saying, from me, 2 years deep into this.
Yeah, right.
I'm still trying to learn it all.
Yeah. You haven't dove into any committees or anything like that for the MIAA, have you? Yeah. I know some ADs do double time with that.
Yeah. Well, we all serve sports within the league. And I've been on the boys lacrosse committee for the MIAA for a number of years and continue to serve on that. But otherwise, no. Trying to keep that load light because this one's pretty heavy.
Cool. And I guess lastly, kind of looking ahead to the next two seasons, even though we're so in the thick of the fall at the moment, winter, spring, is there any new coaches there? Any significant retirements from that round?
Nope. I think everybody's coming back. I'm almost positive everybody's coming back. There may be a new assistant here or there, some people's job hours change and that thing, but that stuff. But head coaches, I believe, are all going to be the same.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news because you got a couple of state title winning coaches. With Alan Habino, and then who's your track coach that won a state title?
Peter Como.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you have those two coming back, and that's huge to have that foundation.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, right now we're recording this, right in the middle of a work day. I'm sure you're going to get to emails and texts from other ADs.
been bouncing through those all morning. So, yeah.
Yep. Cool. Wayne Puglisi, second year Andover Athletics Director. Happy to have you on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Let's do it again. And we'll see you soon.
I appreciate it, Dom. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Wayne.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is our final segment of the show and the Merrimack Valley Football Report. Let's look at the games coming up for Thursday tonight. Draket will be hosting Whittier Tech. Last week, Draket with a big win, 38-0 over Boston English New Mission. Now let's move on to Friday. Haverhill is going to have a challenge going up to St. John's Prep in Danvers, 6 o'clock. St. John's Prep is 2-0. They beat in Central. They've last week, Central Catholic. So coming off a big win there. And they're defending 3 out of 4 Division I Super Bowl champions. Haverhill is going to have their hands full for sure. Last week, Haverhill was a 42-12 loser to Tewksbury. Lawrence, speaking of Tewksbury, will be hosting Tewksbury, and that is at 6 o'clock on Friday. Lawrence lost to Wachusett 21-12, and Tewksbury rolled over Haverhill to start 2-0. It's Marblehead hosting North Andover. North Andover beat a Northeastern Conference team last week, Beverly 21-6, looking to do the same against Marblehead. On Friday night at 6:30, the Magicians, Super Bowl winners 2 years ago, are down. They're 0-2 at the moment. Lowell and Andover will hook up at, we're not sure where that, I think it's at Cauley Stadium. So Lowell will be hosting Andover. Andover, tremendous win last week, beating Chelmsford 42-14. Chelmsford is going to be hosting Methuen. Methuen was a winner over Marshfield. I like Methuen in that one. Methuen looking pretty good so far. 27-24 win over Marshfield last week. And the final one to talk about, MVC matchup at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. Central Catholic will be hosting Billerica. We already said Central gave all it could to the Prep before losing 30-28. And Billerica, man, they look good off the bat. 35-7 over Westford Academy last week. All right, that wraps it up for our Merrimack Valley Football Report and the show. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, run by Kelly Media. I'm Don McCastro, and we land on msonewsports.com every Thursday. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.